亲爱的家长朋友们，亲爱的小朋友们，我是胖胖。Let's play ball, ball, 球。大家都知道，宝贝儿呢，从很小的时候就开始喜欢玩球了。从很小的球到更大一点，到再大一点，无论是拍的球还是踢的球，孩子们都非常喜欢。但是注意 ,don't play ball indoors。indoors, 在室内，这个词呢非常好记，因为door 是门，那么 indoor 就是在门里面， indoors 就是在室内。 Don't play ball indoors， 不要在室内玩哦。 Let's go downstairs， 让我们下楼吧。 Downstairs 这个词也是同样的道理， down 是下去， stairs 楼梯台阶， go downstairs 下楼。那么相反的Go upstairs, 就是上楼。Let's go downstairs, 让我们下楼吧。与 indoors 这个词一样，它们两个词的重音呢，都是在第一个音节，比如说 indoors, 而不是 indoors。应该读 downstairs, 而不是 downstairs, 记住了吗？ Let's go downstairs. Baby, toss the ball in the air. Toss.扔，向上投掷。 Toss the ball in the air. Air, 空气。那么 in the air 就是朝着空中，把球扔到空中吧。 Toss the ball in the air. Catch it when it falls back down. Catch it when it falls back down. Catch, 抓住。Fall 就是落， fall down 落下来。那么这儿中间有一个 back 回来， falls back down 表示我们是从下面抛上去的，它又从上面再落回来。 Catch it when it falls back down。 但是宝贝儿可能用力过猛了，一下把球扔到哪儿了呢？ I've lost my ball。Lost, lose 的过去分词。 I've lost, 我丢掉了。 My ball, 我把我的球丢掉了，找不见了。 Oh, don't cry, 不要哭啊。 It's in the tree, it's in the tree. Tree, 树 in the tree. 没有想到它是落到树上了。在这里呢，注意用 in the tree, 在树里面，因为是从树外面飞到树里面的，所以要用 in。 比如说树上有只鸟，我们说 there is a bird in the tree。 但是如果是树自己长的东西呢，我们一般会用 on。 比如说树上有个苹果， there is an apple on the tree。 同样是树上，两个介词不一样哦。妈妈告诉宝贝儿 It's in the tree. You threw the ball just a bit too high. You threw the ball just a bit too high. Throw 是 throw 的过去式， throw 意思和 toss 相似，也是扔。 You threw the ball just a bit， 就是有那么一点点。Too high, 太高了，有那么一点太高了。在这里可不是病句哦， a bit 和 too 是可以一起用的。You threw the ball just a bit too high. 这里 just 仅仅是只是，也能表达出安慰孩子的意思，你只不过是抛得高了一点而已。那么既然这样容易扔到树上，那么我们来玩抛球和接球的游戏好不好？ I will throw the ball. I will throw the ball. Throw 就是我们刚才 throw 的原型， throw 扔。 I will throw the ball. 我来扔球。 Stretch your arms and catch it. Stretch 伸展。Stretch your arms, 把你的胳膊伸开。 And catch it, catch it, 接住它。你要伸开胳膊接住球哦。Here it comes, 这就来了。 Oops, I missed it. Oops 是一个语气词，经常用的哦，表示有一点点叹息的意思。Oops, I missed it. Miss, 错过。I missed it. 我错过了，表示没有接住。Try again. 再试试吧。Throw it towards mommy. Throw it towards mommy. Throw it. 把扔过来吧。Towards mommy. 朝着妈妈。Throw it towards mommy. 那如果是爸爸在和宝贝玩呢？ Throw it towards daddy. Throw it towards daddy. 把它扔过来吧，扔到爸爸这里。Throw it hard. 宝贝力气还是太小，我们要告诉他要用力扔呀，不然都扔不到。Throw it hard. Hard, 用力。更用力呢，就是 harder.Harder, 再用力一点。The ball has gone too far. 后用过头了。The ball has gone too far. The ball, 球 has gone. 走了。Too far, 太远了。这个球走得太远了。我们鼓励的过了头了。只能加大一点它的运动量吧。Go and pick it up. Go, 去吧。And pick it up. Pick it up. Pick, 捡。Pick it up. 把它捡起来。在这里呢，注意 it 一定要放到 pick 和 up 中间。它的连读也是非常好听的。Pick it up. Pick 和 it. Pick it.然后 it 和 up, it up, it up, 连起来就是 pick it up, pick it up, go and pick it up, 过去捡回来吧。好了，宝贝儿给我们捡回来了，我们扔过去。这下快准稳，宝贝儿一下就接住了， good catch, 好球，接得好。然后我们就这样来来回回的玩儿，但是一不小心，哦，The ball hit me in the face, mommy. The ball hit me in the face. Hit, 击打,碰撞。The ball hit me. 那个球碰到我了。碰到哪儿了呢? In the face. 哎,这个球打到我脸上了。Hit 的用法呢,是 hit somebody,in 或者是 on 加一个身体部位，比如说 hit somebody on the head 是指碰到他的头上了。在这里用 on 呢，因为 head 是一个比较硬的地方。那么 hit somebody in the face 为什么用 in 呢？因为 face 是一个比较软的地方。 The ball hit me in the face, mommy.妈妈赶紧检查一下碰的是不是很厉害呢，摸着宝贝的小脸蛋连忙说 I'm sorry。 我们和宝贝玩球的时候一定要注意安全哦。宝贝还是想玩球，很显然伤的不是很厉害，那么我们换一种玩法吧，好不好？ Roll the ball in my direction. Roll the ball in my direction. Roll, 滚，我们滚球玩吧。 Roll the ballIn my direction, direction, 方向。In my direction, 朝着我的方向。Roll the ball in my direction. 滚球玩的宝贝儿，大家知道很容易失去耐心，就开始用脚踢起来，因为踢起来更快嘛。踢 kick, no kicking, 不能踢。It may crash through the window.It may crash through the window. Crash, 撞破,撞碎。Through, 穿过。Crash through the window. 大家可以脑补到这个画面了吗?就是打破窗户。May, 可能。It may crash through the window. 它有可能会打破窗户的。我们来试着练一下拍球吧,好吗?Try to bounce the ball with your fingers. Try to bounce the ball with your fingers. Bounce, 弹跳、弹起。Bounce the ball, 就是拍球，让它一跳一跳地弹起来。With your fingers, 用你的指头。Try to bounce the ball with your fingers. 试着用指头让球弹起来。Push the ball towards the ground and it will bounce back up. 我们进一步和它解释。Push the ball towards the ground and it will bounce back up. Push the ball 就是推一下球。Towards the ground, 向着地面。向着地面这样推 ,push the ball towards the ground, and it will bounce back up. It will bounce back up. 大家有没有想到前面 ,it falls back down, 它落下来。在这里 ,bounce back up, 它弹起来。Push the ball towards the ground, and it will bounce back up.
Mommy, I happened to drop it.
我一不小心又把它丢掉了。
I happened to drop it. Happen, 本意是发生。I happened to drop it. 在这里是我一不小心把它掉了。一不小心 ,I happened to 什么什么。大家有没有记得我们前一段时间学折纸的时候还有一个一不小心怎么讲Accidentally 也是一不小心的意外的没有想到的那么在这里呢也可以换成 I accidentally dropped it
我一不小心就把它掉了
哦，妈妈看见这门技艺对于小孩子来说可不是那么容易的事情那么今天就让我们先到这里吧把球递给我吧 Pass it to me Pass 传递 Pass it to me 把球给我吧我们可以上楼回家里玩了。今天学到的句子有
Don't play ball indoors.
Let's go downstairs.
Toss the ball in the air.
Catch it when it falls back down.
I've lost my ball.
Don't cry, it's in the tree.
You threw the ball just a bit too high.
I will throw the ball.
Stretch your arms and catch it.
Oops, I missed it.
Try again.
Throw it towards mommy.
Throw it hard.
The ball has gone too far.
Go and pick it up.
Good catch.
The ball hit me in the face.
Roll the ball in my direction.
No kicking.
It may crash through the window.
Try to bounce the ball with your fingers.
Push the ball towards the ground.
And...It will bounce back up.
I happened to drop it.
Pass it to me.
好了，今天我们就到这里吧。See you next time.